Why? From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The government shutdown is stretching into its fourth week now, which means another week of air traffic controllers unsure of when their next full paycheck will come. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest on operations at Houston's two main airports and around the country. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. Late last week saw multiple delays at Bush and Hobby airports. Friday's delays at Bush lasted about 50 minutes and went until 9 o'clock in the evening. Those are already starting up again, as the FAA webpage reports Boston and Las Vegas are closed to private aviation, but are accepting commercial flights. Other fields implementing ground stops this afternoon include Newark, Denver, San Francisco, and Boston again. Air traffic controllers have been working with partial pay. Many are not coming into work because of the government shutdown. Now, if you're flying, you are urged to contact your carrier to check the status before going to the airport. Matt?
All right. Thank you, Tom. Harris County commissioners are set to discuss potential restrictions on panhandling in unincorporated Harris County. Commissioner Tom Ramsey is proposing the changes.
I think from reducing traffic hazard to reducing risk to motorists to reducing risk to pedestrians, I think we need to go ahead and implement in unincorporated Harris County a ordinance related to it.
The proposal in front of commissioners next week would prohibit panhandling and vending on road medians. Data centers are popping up all over Texas, and our Kaylee Hunt reports they're already placing considerable strain on the state's electric grid.
ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, says it may need to improve the power grid and change its operating procedures after seeing a massive spike in large energy load connection requests over the past year. ERCOT says the majority of the requests are coming from data center projects. Data centers are energy-intensive facilities that operate 24/7. ERCOT's Vice President of System Planning and Weatherization, Christy Hobbs, talked about the issue at the latest Public Utility Commission of Texas meeting.
When you look at companies that want to come and consume more power than cities in a single location, you know, it's hard to forecast and plan for that in the future.
Earlier this month, Jarrell approved plans to build a data center near the city's high school. Other Austin area cities, including Taylor and Georgetown, have also recently approved plans to build data centers. I'm Kaylee Hunt in Austin.
And former NFL star running back Adrian Peterson has been arrested in Sugar Land. Police say he was driving under the influence while unlawfully carrying a weapon. Multiple outlets report that he was taken into custody around 9:30 in the morning yesterday. He has a lengthy history with law enforcement. Earlier this year, he was taken into custody for allegedly driving under the influence in Minnesota. Peterson was a Pro Bowl running back for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.